Our Hope in Jesus by Peter Amsterdam. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. Romans 15:13. When we read the Gospels, it's apparent that Jesus knew beforehand that he was going to suffer and be killed, and also that he knew he was going to rise from the dead. The confidence that Jesus had that he would rise from the dead is referred to in biblical terms as hope. Nowadays, when we use the word hope, it is generally understood as referring to something that someone would like to see happen. It conveys the idea that one doesn't know what is going to happen, but they wish for a certain outcome. Scripture sometimes uses the word hope in this manner as well. But more often, this word conveys a different and much more substantial meaning. The biblical understanding of the Greek word elpis, which is translated as hope, is a desire of some good and an expectation of obtaining it. As Dictionary of the Later New Testament and Its Developments explains, rather than expressing the desire for a particular outcome that is uncertain, hope in the New Testament, by definition, is characterized by certainty. The expectancy of biblical hope is akin to surety or certainty, because it is rooted in the fact of Jesus' resurrection. His death, followed by his rising from the dead, is what gives us the surety or certainty that we too will one day be raised from the dead. Thus, our hope, our expectation, though not a reality right now, is a certainty. Our expectancy of obtaining God's promise of salvation, forgiveness of sins, and eternal life with God are certain, based on the promises of God. Faith and hope are closely connected, as the certainty of hope is based in our faith in God. Hope, in the biblical sense, relates to the future as it is the certainty that something promised by God will happen. It may not have happened yet, but we are assured that it will. For example, the Apostle Paul speaks of the grace of God, which teaches us to live godly lives in this present age while we are waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. The hope spoken of here is not hope in the sense that we wish for something to happen. Rather, it is the surety of expectation, knowing that Christ will appear in glory. In the same way that Jesus was certain that he would rise from the dead, so we as Christians have the certainty that we will be raised from the dead. Because we have the certainty of hope, we have trust in God and his promises. We know that his promises are true, even though we haven't seen the complete fulfillment of them yet. These include the promises of forgiveness, salvation, and eternity with God. An example of a person having such hope is found in the biblical descriptions of the patriarch Abraham. He and his wife Sarah had reached old age, and she was past the age of childbearing. Yet, God had told him that within a year, Sarah would bear a son. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, 'So shall your offspring be.'" Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. Abraham was unwavering in hope, in belief, in the sure knowledge that God would do what he said. He wasn't wishing that what God had said would come true. He knew it would. That is what hope in God means. God's word is the foundation of our faith and of the final outcome of our faith. Paul wrote about the hope of eternal life, which God, who never lies, promised before the ages began. Paul speaks of this hope of eternal life as a future possession, as a certainty, which is promised by God. Since God does not and cannot lie, we know without any doubt that we will be the beneficiaries of his promise. This is our hope, our surety. When we understand hope in this biblical manner, we can find strength to endure life's tests and trials. Sometimes the pathway of life leads us through trying and difficult times, but when we have hope, we have the assurance that the Lord will help us along that path, and eventually we will overcome. If not in this life, then in the next. We place our hope, our surety, on the promises of God. We are able to endure hardship in the knowledge that we will live in the presence of our Lord forever. We have the conviction that whatever we face, no matter how difficult and trying it might be, in the end, we will be forever with the Lord. Our faith is based on the surety of hope, which Scripture calls a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul. Our knowledge that we are saved, that God's Spirit dwells within us, that Jesus sacrificed so we can be in relationship with God, that He is present in our lives each day, and that we are assured of eternity with Him, should affect the way we think and feel about our life. Having this hope can keep our minds and hearts focused on the Lord and our wonderful future with Him. Such hope can give us the courage and fortitude to stay positive and praiseful through the tests and trials and the ups and downs we face. When we remind ourselves of what is ahead, the assurance of our salvation and promised blessings for eternity, we can face our challenges courageously, with the sure knowledge that no matter what the outcome, we have the hope of a future with God. When we live with this hope, we know that the eternal outcome will be glorious, and therefore, we can better face the difficulties of life. We are wonderfully saved and will spend forever in love, joy, and peace with God. As the bearers of such hope, we are called to likewise share that hope of glory with others, to do our best to represent Jesus to them, to love them as He does, and to humbly help them to experience His love and care through us. May we always consciously live with the hope we have through Christ and share that hope with others as Jesus shared it with us. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to the living hope, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. 1 Peter 1:3-4. Having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which He has called you, what are the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of His power toward us who believe. Ephesians 1:18-19.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.